Exodus 33, verse 19, Shemot Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yod Tet. Vechanoti et asher achon, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Verichamti et asher arachem, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Vechanoti et asher achon, verichamti et asher arachem, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Now you might be tempted to be offended at the idea that God has a sovereign choice over those whom he loves. However, the nature of God is love itself, and therefore it's equally true that God loves everyone. The relationship here, I think, has to do with the individual and their own teshuva in response to God. Those who turn away from God, who rebuff his love, are therefore those whom God has not chosen. That does not mean that God is unrighteous in his choice, of course, but he permits the will of the moral agent to choose whether he wants to know God or not, and this is a real choice. Ultimately, this is a paradoxical kind of thing, sort of like the distinction between predestination and free will, or understanding God's name as Ehiye Asher Ehiye, I am that I am, or I will be whom I will be. We accept that by faith that God chooses those who respond to his love, and yet all people are responsible for the choices they do make. That antinomy will be resolved when we are finally in heaven and can learn from the Lord himself how he sovereignly worked all things together for good for the creation. Shalom, shalom.